With SRN Sports, I'm Greg Clugston. In the NBA playoffs, the Dallas Mavericks defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-107, taking a commanding 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals.
Mavs and T-Wolves were tied at 87 after three. Mavs took control over the final 4 minutes, outscored the T-Wolves 14-3 down the stretch. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving combined for 66 points, 33 each, to lead the Mavs, who shot 56% from the field.
We have, like I always say, a great team. Not just me and Kai, other players on our team are capable of making that shot, whatever, it's a three or a layup.
Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 26. Mike Conley added 16. Bob Stevens, Dallas.
Alex Wenberg scored a goal 5.5 minutes into overtime, leading the New York Rangers to a 5-4 victory over the Florida Panthers. After three games, the Rangers have a 2-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. This is SRN Sports. Checking Major League Baseball action, the Reds held off the Dodgers 4-1, handing L.A. their fifth straight loss. Tampa Bay stopped the Royals' 8-game win streak with a 4-1 victory. Julio Rodriguez homered and drove in 4 runs, pushing the Mariners past the Nationals 9-5. Corey Seager hit 2 home runs as the Rangers beat the Twins 6-2. The Orioles defeated the White Sox 4-1 to sweep their 4-game series. Other winners yesterday were the Red Sox, Padres, Tigers, Astros, Guardians, Mets, Braves, Rockies, Marlins, and Cardinals. Rain forced delays at both of the big auto races yesterday. At the Indianapolis 500, Joseph Newgarden became the first back-to-back winner in 22 years. Later, Christopher Bell won the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That race was called with 151 laps remaining after a 2-hour rain delay. This is SRN Sports.